Allora, as they say in Rome, but they don't say that here in Auckland. Welcome to Deep Beats Hit Parade, episode 13. The obvious flaw in our plan is that it's been more than 2 weeks since our last show. Mainly Massey's fault again.
Of course.
You got an excuse?
Well, yeah, plenty. I don't want to bother you, but yeah. Let's say in the middle of a move.
Yeah. Anyway, everyone knows the way it works around here by now. Massey's picked some tracks that I've never heard. I've picked some tracks that he's never heard. And we have a guest mix, as we promised, from Pat Lizzie-Moore.
Yeah.
You can download it wherever you're listening to it from, probably. If not, go to strictlyum.com/iTunes. Just subscribe. It drops down into your device and you can just listen to it and enjoy it when we actually get around to doing one. You'll find us everywhere else. God only knows. We're on Facebook, Mixcloud, YouTube, you name it, we've got it. And yep. I don't know if anyone's actually using any of them, but fuck it, we're doing it. Right, you went first last time, I'll go first this time. Let's just get on with it.
Listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
Is Lorenz Road on top? It's on Dirt Crew Recordings. It's been out a little while. It's on vinyl as ever with Dirt Crew and on digital. Lorenz Road has been on Compost, Warp, pretty much known for his funk house, as it's kind of classified. He's got one of those biographies that's in the third person everywhere, which winds the fuck out of me because it kind of just sounds shit. So you can't actually find anything about him other than he's been supported by a few people and he lives in this third person world. But what did you think of the track?
Well, I think we should just end the show here. I mean, after you play a track like this. Thank you and good night, everybody. Bye-bye. Astonishing. I know, it's amazing. And I think it was number one, not everywhere, but it was number one, on Traxsource at least.
Yep.
Not surprised by that. Incredible style. And Lorenzo, I think he does lobs. Lobs. What is lobs?
When you chop a tree down, I think.
It does heaps and lots of collaborations with
heaps and lops is lops.
Heaps and lops is lops. With the guys I don't remember the name of.
This is a great Detroit story.
Detroit Swindle.
How does he?
Yeah. If I am correct, he's an amazing keyboard player.
Yeah, certainly is.
As you can hear.
I think it's one of those tracks that you just kind of you can't help but kind of having a bit of a boogie to.
Oh my gosh, yes, yeah. As we do.
Yep, as we do.
Always boogie in the studio, of course.
One day we'll video it.
Oh my God, we'll get there and we put this on YouTube.
Yeah, we could live stream.
Yes, why not?
You from a kitchen. Massey is literally
exactly
in a kitchen.
I am right now.
And me from a garage full of fairy castles and cardboard boxes.
Ah, yes, you got a castle there. That's awesome.
You like that? Yeah.
That's fucking amazing.
The Smurfs are living in it at the moment.
Oh, wow. Grande Buffo. Amazing. How you go him in English? That's Grande Buffo.
Papa Smurf.
Papa Smurf. And we call it Big Smurf. I don't know why.
Well, he's not, is he?
Exactly. I don't know. Grande Buffo. It's like there's some dodgy Italian affairs going on. I don't know why.
Any idiot knows Smurfs are only little.
I know, we call it grande. It's big. Because, you know, controversial anyway.
It is controversial. And on the back of last week's story, or last time's story, about you being called Fanny or whatever it was called. Anyway, your track.
Do you see there is a new series coming out and it's called Snatch? It's a TV series.
How is it? Snatch. Okay.
The saga continues, mate. Okay, off we go.
Off we go.
Okay, so there was Vrostejo, and the track is called Tunneled Light. Vrostejo, it's an experimental collaboration between Alistair Albrecht and Philip Bennett, who is a concert pianist. And I know it's completely different from what we usually play, but I don't know. I think it's just beautiful. I find it fresh, different, a bit poetic, kind of cinematic, and for a change, it actually took me on a journey there, and I can see Richie's face, and be prepared to the comments that are coming. Okay, fuck it, just come.
Not at all. It actually,
I thought it was very cinematic, mate. It reminded me of, it could be a soundtrack of a movie.
It's beautiful, beautiful. Kind of, it reminded me of one of my all-time favourite songs, which is from way back on F Communications, Nova Tones. And it was on their Music Communication or whatever it was called album series. And I remember hearing it late one evening in Café Del Mar, and it was just like the best song ever. So yeah, that was an amazing song. Kind of beautiful, as you said, kind of just transports you along with it. You get lost in the piano, kind of. It was a point where I thought, is it going to have a beat? Is it? No, it's not. I'm happy with that. I'm not grumpy about that one.
Amazing stuff. Well, there you go. Good start, mate.
Beautiful. Look at that. What an eclectic start.
I know.
How do you feel about that, Snatch? Never going to live it down.
Oh, boy.
Here we go then. Next track. Thank you.
listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade.
So that's Echo Dust Medicine. It's the original mix. It's from the Keep the Secret EP. Came out the 13th of October on Deep Class. He's one of those artists that signed to about 400 different compilation kind of labels. So actually finding out what he actually sounds like is pretty difficult. And that really annoys me, that. Like, he's got a release out there with Ferrari's label, and I can't get to it for fucking Porn Star compilations, Revive, Back, Restoration, Play This. Fucking just like his entire Beatport profile is just swamped with this shite.
Compilations.
Yep. So I had to go digging, and Echo Dust are actually two people. Danny and John, they sound likely lads from Croatia and Greece respectively. They definitely sound like Croatian and Greek, don't they? Danny, yeah. Danny and John. but unfortunately, their biog was another piece of shit. So, God give me fucking strength. I know nothing about this. Other than, I'm pretty sure that... What's that guy's name that's kind of the A&R for Deep Class now? That fucking... Jerome or Nugget or whatever he's called, he's not picked that song because that's a good song and he's got fuck all taste from the rest of the shit I've listened to, but I liked that. What did you think?
Oh god, click.
Camels and pigeons.
Stop recording. The track is solid, man. Track is it's solid. I have no idea. I haven't listened to anything else in the that's another compilation, is there? Like, what is there? Various artists?
No, that's from an EP, but you couldn't find EP. What they sound like because
I see.
They've got like too many compilations. Yeah, three tracks released on fucking Bobbins and Shitstorm fucking records.
Okay. But no, the track itself, I like it a lot. It's very moody. It spoke to me because it reflects my mood in these days. There you go. There you have it. What about that?
It's getting a bit deep. It's,
which is like deep and moody but full of hope. Oh my god. Look at that. We should just finish here, mate. That's it.
Do we need to have a bit of a counselling session?
Yeah, I could do it there.
Jesus. Deep, oh, dark god. And but optimistic. Well, there you go. You heard it here first.
Yeah, beautiful. And no, I liked it a lot. Nice groove to it. Nice groove to it. And I do like the the label quite a lot as well. Deep Class.
Even the A&R?
Even the A&R. Come on, man.
Oh, come on. Let's just play.
Good lads.
What's the point of having a microphone if you're not going to go for the jugular?
I know.
I really liked the vocal. I thought the bass line was really good. Kind of... Deep Class continue to be one of those hit and miss for me. Kind of sometimes it's really bland, and I figure Nugget picks those ones, and I'm gonna figure Fur finds the decent stuff. Controversial.
Lights are growing even softer. Your green eyes are hitting harder. Ego falls into submission. Your step in time, my affection. Thank you.
tucking in. Myself apart from you.
So that was Bang Bang, Susan Cries, and this is the Silver Ivanov remix, and this is actually out on Osokoi Recordings number 100. I mean, they actually got to 100 and they're still doing great. Round of applause, guys, fantastic. Great celebration, eh? Yeah, they're doing really well. What do you think of that, man?
That mix, I'm not fussed for. But no, but I've played a couple of the mixes. There's quite a few mixes on the release for the 100th release.
Yes.
And I think I played the original. And I've definitely played Matt Preen, who is Osokoi. I've played his remix earlier on today in UM's 267. So it's a great album.
There you go.
Yeah, it was a great EP, kind of. So Bang Bang, whatever it's called, is a pseudonym of Matt Preen and somebody else whose name escapes me. Simon, someone springs to mind.
Okay.
From back in the day. So this is an oldie that they brought back for the 100th release. And he's also flogging some t-shirts for the 100th release on Everpress.
Oh, nice.
So if you fancy one, get onto it.
Yeah, get onto it, man. Yeah, so they've been, I think they've been going for 7 years now, right?
Yeah.
Which is not too bad at all.
It's great. It's great effort. Nice to see them sticking around. And Matt takes his stuff seriously, which is good.
Yeah. Extremely seriously. Yeah, cool. Okay, all right. So, yeah, that was good.
Yeah, yeah. Nice work.
Nice and easy.
Two out of two. Get it last. final pick of today's show then is Hamza Dopa on Viva Recordings. That's from the EP Make Me. It comes out 22nd of October on digital formats. Those that don't know, Hamza is the person behind Windhorse Recordings. He hails from New Delhi, which I'm thinking that's India. Unless there's another New Delhi somewhere else.
No, another New Delhi somewhere else.
And Viva is John Lemon, who used to be distribution and stuff at Beatport and now runs 8D Promo, amongst some other projects, I think. Deep and nasty, that one.
Yes. Kind of what I would like to be able to produce in these days, but I just can't. Really, really, really nice. I loved it. And the break, I thought it was going to be a short mini break, long break. Just didn't care about anything, just did his stuff. And I went through with it. Fuck it. Sticking to his sound.
Easy for you to say.
Jeez, yeah. Why don't I pick more difficult words to say?
It's all this speaking Italian. Wait until you get to London. Sticking it to it, innit, mate?
Love it.
Love it.
Love it, mate. Love it. Love it. Love it. That's so bad.
Practicing.
God. No, mate. Another great pick.
Yeah, I like that one.
It's interesting. The last two tracks you picked, very, very deep and moody, eh? Interesting.
It reflects how I feel right now, kind of.
There you go.
Deep, dark, but strangely optimistic.
Oh, hey, there you go. Taking the piss for now. No, I did say, what did you say? Deep, dark, but hopeful.
Hopeful, oh, yeah.
Hopeful, there is hope.
Whereas I just like deep, dark, and morose.
That's why we compensate.
Yeah,
come on, fantastic! Right. No, great tune, man. Great tune. So interesting. So the guy is actually now running AD Promo, eh?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Good stuff. Well, thanks, man, for all the amazing promos you send us over.
Yeah, yeah. Do you listen to a lot of them?
Yeah. There's a lot of good stuff. All right, so what are you doing, man? It's my last one, and then we got the
surprise
amazing
one.
Guest, right? Yeah, surprise one. All right. I'm so excited about this one. Rich is laughing already. I can see him. So that was Union Jack. Track is called Cactus for a reason. And that was the John O'Brien remix. This is out already, I think, on Platypus Records, which is Simon Barry's label. What do you think of that?
Did you have a screwdriver wedged in your ears where you pick this one? What is wrong with you?
You didn't like the edge of it, mate. I mean, it's very edgy. I'll tell you why I picked this one. Amazing break, mate. I mean, there is that fucking break and then the drop at 420. I'm just like, yeah, fucking going at it. Because a really good mate of mine who's really into progressive trance more than, you know, he also likes house music, but he's really into trance and progressive trance. He was listening to I think the latest mix that John Fleming released on SoundCloud, and it's like, man, you gotta listen to this tune. And I didn't understand what he said, and I started listening to the entire mix, and I was like, I'm not a big fan, you know, of trance, but he wasn't really playing just trance per se, and the mix was fucking amazing. And I was listening to the mix, and my mate Tim, hi Tim, by the way, how you doing, man? And Tim was like, no, you didn't have to listen to the entire mix. Listen to this tune, mate. Listen to this, and I listened to the tune, and I was just hooked. I don't know, man. Just, I don't know. I loved it. Very, so freaking powerful, and you know, out there. Oh, if you could only see Rich's face right now, it speaks for,
I'm speechless, really, because that's like nosebleed.
It's a bit different, isn't it? Especially considering where we were going with the show so far.
It's like the nightclub they go to in Miami Vice. That's full of strippers and Russian drug dealers. It's just total fucking noise.
But I tell you what, the mix actually, well, again, I'm not really into it, but I have to say, John Fleming, freaking legend. The mix was amazing. This tune is fucking astonishing. Thank you, Tim, for the.
I think you're saying. Are you saying Tim or team?
Tim, as T-I-M is his name.
It's just Tim. There's no
my
E
friend's
in it.
Name. Tim.
When you see, everyone thinks you're talking about a number of people. A
why?
Team.
Oh,
thanks,
team.
Team. It's just Tim.
No, thanks, Tim.
Tim.
But he knows. He knows my accent.
Thanks,
nobody
Tim.
Else does. But
no, thanks, Tim. Yeah. That's
thanks, that's, mate. Thanks.
That's ruined.
Richie didn't like it, but I did.
Shit, that's just noisy, ear-bleeding kind of... I'm sure Cytec makes that kind of stuff, probably.
Oh, probably, yeah. Probably,
you know, yeah, in between ranting on Facebook, he gets on and twiddles some knobs and whatever. Yeah, totally, totally never going to buy that.
Oh, there you go, man.
Right.
But hey... it's their moment.
It is that moment. So we have a guest mix, and we said last time that we were going to get Pat Lazismo to pick it, and he was kind enough to pick us a track. So do you want me to tell you about it, or do you want to play it?
No, tell me something about it. Come on, let's come on.
Okay, so it is from 1999. It was out on vinyl. on a label called Deep Touch Records, which I'm pretty sure I've got some records from their label somewhere. I just can't remember which. The artist is C&M Productions, featuring Marcel. The track is True House, More Filter Mix. And Pat has chosen it because this is something that he plays regularly when he's out there DJing. And I believe he's a vinyl-only DJ. So
very cool. This is very, very, very cool.
This is a key part of Pat Lizzie's sets. Here we go. So there you go, 18 years old, that one. Definitely a vinyl track, because it's kind of real slow getting going, and then there's a little bit in the middle, and then real slow on the outway.
Probably,
to be honest, Pat, it's probably a piece of piss to mix for that one.
Mamma mia, man, 99. I mean, this is a good thing we're doing, just playing classic tunes. It makes you think of different times and different way to produce music. You know, we're listening to this and just thinking, wow. Would this work today? You know, imagine walking in a record store today and picking this track up and listening to it. Would you go like, oh, wow, this is amazing? Or would you go like, what is this? This is odd. Yeah, it definitely takes off for 3 minutes. That's for sure. Bit of a slow, very gentle intro as you used to do it.
Would you buy it?
Oh, yeah. Hey?
Would you buy it?
Yes, I would, because I'm crazy. Because believe it or not, mate, I got a just a stupid example. It's a double LP from Ralphie Rosario. and which I bought back in the, late 90s, 2000. I can't even remember. Unfortunately, I haven't got it here because it's one of the boxes because we are moving. And I can tell you, I can give you details. But I bought that vinyl, you won't believe this, for a mini break. That is one of the tunes, because at the time that was like, you know, it was revolutionary what it did with this mini break and this mini skip. I fall in love with that. And the tunes were okay, but I bought the double LP. So that's what I mean when I'm crazy. So I would buy this track, although the intro doesn't really speak to me, but then it takes off. So that's all I need. There taking
you
off.
You're so easy pleased. I thought,
I know, man.
I mean, 1999, I'll give it a break for being 18. You know, it's old enough to vote or whatnot. But I think it shows how much more produced music is now.
Right now, yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, I think that would be fairly pedestrian. If it was released today, I think that would struggle to cut through.
Would you say, you know, back in the days, was it music in general? Was it raw compared to today's productions? What do you think?
Do you mean raw?
Raw, yeah, sorry. Oh, God. What did I actually say?
Raw.
Oh, God.
As in, row your boat.
No.
I don't think it was necessarily raw. I think it was simpler in the whole until Masters of Work and Euroc and Soul and people came along and really started layering in an awful lot of instrumentation. I think it was much more basic. 1999, I mean, whew, bloody hell, we were dancing to Two Unlimited and Ruffles theme and stuff like that. You know, this is like, God, I'd never heard anything like that in 1999, so this must have been pretty early, you know. It would have been in the UK, you know, for house music and stuff like that. We were still raving and wearing tie-dye t-shirts and listening to the Happy Mondays.
Oh, man, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So thanks,
yeah, so
Pat.
Yeah, this is good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thanks for picking up, Pat. Who should we get to pick the next one?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, we'll figure out. Someone could volunteer one on a comments or something, you know. Oh,
there you go. Yeah. Speak up.
Yeah, speak up.
Let us know.
Get in on the action and we can be disappointed in your pick. Well, Massey will love it. I'll rip it to shreds. It's usually how it
exactly.
goes.
That's how it works.
Right, that's about it then.
Yeah, fantastic, yeah, man.
Another show.
Nice and easy.
Deep Beats Hit Parade 13, done and dusted. Download it from strictlyum.com/iTunes. Check it out on SoundCloud, Facebook, Mixcloud, YouTube. You can watch it do nothing on YouTube. It's brilliant. Massey's going to be moving out of the kitchen another room.
Yes.
Are you moving into somewhere that's a bit more permanent this time? Or are you just going to kind of get a horse on the caravan?
Yeah, that's going to be the next step, man. Living in a camper van and fuck it all.
Man, the acoustics will be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Now, just moving to a temporary location and then, hopefully in a couple of months, 3 months, moving to London. See how that goes, man.
Yeah.
Of course.
Good, good. Love it.
Yeah.
Nice one. Until next time, thanks for listening and we'll catch you on the flip side.
Yeah. See what I did?
It's a tagline. We could use that. House music.